Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Friday, May 5th, 2023. So, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And did you find it to be a major struggle?
You could say that, yes.
Okay, I did.
Uh-huh. And you would be right.
I found it almost impossible. I found Thursday almost impossible. I found today almost as impossible as yesterday's.
Uh-huh.
I quake thinking about tomorrow's.
Whoa. Well, I didn't find it that impossible.
Mm-hmm.
I did have a hard time finding anything I knew. And then, of course, after I got it done, it's like, well, I know most of these words. It was not like there was a lot of things in here that I didn't know, although there were a few.
You knew the words, but not the clues that led to
yeah,
them.
Yeah, trying to match them up with the clues was a major challenge. But I thought the puzzle was visually very interesting with cutting out the corners, the top left and the bottom right corner. That was kind of different. But a lot of white space,
mm-hmm.
a lot of white space. and of course, a lot of compound answers, two or three word answers, because you had so many white squares. So,
sure.
So it was quite a challenge. But I made it.
Yeah.
I got through it.
I thought the clues were extraordinary. I just thought that in that top left corner, it's just like every clue was just like, ooh, that was good. And then I get to the next one. Ooh, that's mm-hmm. even
yeah.
better.
Yeah, there were just some amazing clues.
Mm-hmm.
I will agree with that.
Like even starting one across, popular TikTok character. And I'm like, oh, great. There must be some cartoon icon that I don't know. It's like, what would you call that?
I thought a person. Oh, you know, like there's YouTube personalities. I thought, well, maybe there's a TikTok personality.
Right.
But
popular TikTok character was in fact hashtag.
Yes. Yes.
It's like, oh, very.
Yeah, that was sort of a, you know, hitting your head.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then the next one, growth area for many, womb.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh.
It should have been growth area for all. So.
Well, if you're like a chicken.
Uh-huh.
You're in
well,
the egg, right?
All people.
Well, they weren't necessarily restricting themselves to people,
uh-huh.
but 12 across, that's incredible. Tall tale. It's like
uh-huh.
nice.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, just everywhere in that. Even the next one, 13 across, indecisive child's first word, perhaps. And I'm like, mama, dada? It was eeny.
Yeah.
As in
well,
eeny, meeny.
It, that indecisive, that sort of threw me. You know, I was trying to figure out what would be an indecisive word, like almost like a question, like.
Well,
but
well, I had it starting with an E,
uh-huh.
and so I thought it was going to be either.
Oh yes, uh huh.
Unfortunately, mm-hmm. that didn't fit.
No, but eeny did.
Mm-hmm.
Eeny meeny miny mo.
And then 14 across. I think we just need to give a standing ovation to one way to reach a distant star: fan letter.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. I mean, they could have stopped the crossword at that point. They could have filled the rest of the crossword with crossword ease,
oh,
and I
yeah.
still would have liked it.
Yes.
But they didn't do that. I mean, they just uh-huh. kept going with great, great clueing everywhere.
Right. Yes. I originally put telescope in there, but of course, that didn't last too long.
At least you got something that fitted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was thinking like, you know, wormhole or something.
Uh-huh.
Let's see.
Well, I like 14 down. They may be shaken, but not stirred. Fists.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh,
four down. Whoa. Four down. Prefix on the links. And I'm like, okay, this has something to do with golf.
Yeah.
I have no idea. It was HTTP.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing.
Six down, sources of some dings. I think I might have had the AL at that point, and I went for alarms.
Oh.
But it turned out to be alerts.
Yes.
And next to that, first animated dinosaur in 1914, Gertie. Did
yes.
you know that?
No, I did not.
I knew the name at one time and forgot about it, but I looked at sort of like some of that animation. So I was like, oh, I remember Gertie the Dinosaur. I mean, I don't remember personally. It was 1914, but that whole area there at the top of the grid was just inspired.
Oh yes.
Even 12 down was probably the most obvious of the bunch, and this isn't saying much. Needlework, tattoo.
Yes.
See, I was thinking about tat. Because isn't that a type of needlework?
Yes, tatting.
Yeah, right. And so I had it starting with tat, T-A-T, but yeah.
It's tattoo. So.
And I thought it was interesting. One down, impish fruit artist, 1943, was Hans Arp.
Yes.
Who apparently also goes by the name Gene Arp.
Yes. Yes. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I'd never heard of Hans Arp, but I have heard of Gene Arp.
It's the same person. It's the same person.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's probably Jean.
I didn't realize that his real name was Hans.
Well, I guess he was German, and then the French took over, and when the French took over, they made everyone get French names.
Oh, really?
So they'd feel right at home. I don't know what the point of that was, but
yeah.
Huh. 23 across, Silly Sally's. I had it ending with A-C-K-S, and I thought, oh, it's some sort of a tax. And I was so riveted and focused on attacks. And I had a lot of trouble in that area until finally 20 down, delivery person's uniform, scrubs.
Yes.
That was great. And then yes. I'm like, okay, it's not attacks.
Right. So. Well, and then the beginning of that, 23 down, Joint Chief of Staff, Warden.
Yes. Joint.
That one was really out there.
Yeah.
But after after I got it, it was like, oh, that's so clever.
Yep.
Yep. So that 23 across turned out to be wisecrack.
Yes. 27 across, the 1983 Herbie Hancock funk classic was Rocket.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't decide if it was Rocket or if it was Rocket. I had Rocket at a point because 24 down, Nellie Taylor blank, first female governor of U.S. state Wyoming, was Nellie Taylor Ross. I just think that's an interesting middle name, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-E. But it was Ross and it was Rocket.
Yes.
Let's see. What else was interesting here? Pretty much everything.
I got caught once again, 34 across, crossover for one. And I'm like, crossover?
SUV.
An SUV. I just always get caught with when it's the, the model name of a car. I never think, oh, it's a car, some kind of a car.
I don't think crossover, is crossover a name?
Well, I think so.
I thought it was sort of a model type. I didn't think it was actually a brand so much as a category.
Oh.
I mean, it might be.
Uh-huh.
Let's see.
Showing images of crossover.
Here are the 82 best crossover SUVs for 2023. Oh. I think it's a category of vehicle.
Oh, I see. I never think of vehicles when I get clues like that.
It has to do with something called unibody construction.
Oh.
So it's not a, I read enough about cars that sounded, I saw a crossover and I thought SUV.
Oh, did you really?
Which is a good thing because I really needed that for 34 down. And this, I mean, in a grid of award-winning clues, this one is like Olympic gold. Telly on the telly once. And the answer was Savalas.
Yes.
Telly Savalas. And when I started to get that, it's like, okay, now I got to try and figure out how to spell Savalas.
Yes, I had that same thought.
And he was, what was the, was it Kojak?
Kojak, yes.
Yeah, he was like this bald detective. Right. Yes,
and he always had a lollipop.
Yes, and he was Greek, I think.
Yes.
I mean, with a name like Savalas, you'd sort of expect it.
Yes.
That second A of the three A's in Savalas ran into 46 across, vital concern, and I thought, ooh, it's heart rate.
Oh.
But turned out to be pulse rate.
I thought a statistic, like vital statistics.
Yeah.
But no, it fit, but it wasn't right. It was pulse rate. So.
Did it fit? I guess statistics singular would have fitted. Beneath that, 49 across, epic fails, plot holes.
Yes, that took a while.
Yeah?
That definitely took a while.
And the one beneath it, little romance, maybe, easy read.
Yes.
I get, what, because it's sort of short and romances are complicated?
Well, I mean, it's a genre, romance is a genre of book. And yes, they are typically easy to read because there's, you know, the plot's always the same. And it's not like there's a lot of big words or deep thoughts in it. You know, it's a romance novel.
I
boy meets girl or whatever, you know, and that's it.
Yeah. Having read none, I will take your word for it. Let's see. Okay. One that I took way too long to give up on, this 31 down series opener. I went game one. And I stuck with game one for a long time before it turned out it was book one.
Uh-huh.
That kind of a series.
Yes.
Did you get that right away or?
No.
Did you go for game one?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't. I couldn't figure out what they were wanting there.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got the one. And then I got the O, the first O, 37 across. Holders of many long-handled forks. Fondue pots, you know. When I got that, then that whole corner came together.
Uh-huh.
So I knew it was O1. So I thought, oh, maybe book one. So
well, the one right beneath the fondue pots, which I had no idea about, 41 across, first name in civil rights. I thought, I bet it's Rosa.
Yes, me
but
too.
I was having. Because I was so sure it was AIM, game one, I thought it was like, is it IMSA? It's an interesting name, IMSA. Must be a civil rights leader that I haven't heard of. So,
no,
and then beneath that, what formed the K of book one, 44 across, Cub Scout den leader, Akella.
Yes.
And I'm like, what? That looked so wrong.
I know. I'd never heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never heard of that.
And I liked 48 across, dum-dum, moron.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That was sort of cute. Spelled D-U-M, D-U-M, by the way, yes. Listeners. Let's see. Yeah, just an extraordinary crossword. Everywhere I look, I see something grand as far as cluing is concerned. This was by Jacob McDermott.
Nice job, Jacob.
Yes. He has done... let's see. How many has he done? He has done a total of five. His first appeared in 2013, and this is his first Friday. He typically does Tuesdays, but boy, he's good at Fridays.
Wow,
I can't wait to see his next Friday. So I think that's probably it for this brilliant crossword, but it is Friday.
Yes, it is.
So it's time for Fun Fact Friday. And we are going to head right back to 44 across, Cub Scout den leader, Akella. We probably should have researched the pronunciation before we did this. But anyways, Akella. Let's see. This is from Wikipedia. And I'm scanning for an indication of how to pronounce it. Nope. In Cub Scout packs, Akella is a symbol of wisdom, authority, and leadership. Akella is anyone who acts as a leader to the scout. Akella can be a cub master, den leader, parent, or teacher, depending on where the guidance takes place. In den meetings, it is the den leader who is Akella. During pack meetings, it is the cub master. At home, the parents fill this role. Sir Robert Baden Powell, the founder of the scouting movement, chose Rudyard Kipling's The Jungle Book as a source of symbolism and allegorical framework for the youngest member of the scouting movement. Many references are made to this story in the Cub Scout section, including the Council Rock for discussions and planning, and the Grand Howl to express a sense of belonging and team spirit.
Whoa.
I know. Many Cub Scout packs use an oath called the Law of the Pack to show allegiance and demonstrate their relationship to Akella and the pack. The Cub Scout follows Akella. The Cub Scout helps the pack go. The pack helps the Cub Scout grow. The Cub Scout gives goodwill. I was hoping that was going to rhyme. Anyway,
nope.
In the United Kingdom, where nearly all of the links with the Jungle Book have been taken out of the Cub Scout program, the names of Jungle Book characters are still used for Cub Scout leaders. Akella is still reserved for the leader of a cub pack, but is not universally in use, i.e. other character names can be held by the leader, usually to avoid confusion when there is a change of leadership. Rudyard Kipling obtained the name Akella from Hindi, meaning alone.
Wow.
I wonder if they ever use the name like Disney as the name of one of their Cub Scout leaders. But
That would be very
I am Akella. I
interesting.
am Disney. I am about to start a streaming service. All right. Well, that is it for today. A reminder that this Tuesday is our next Triplet Tuesday contest. So
Yes.
remember to try and get in shape. Start looking at all the three-letter words you can,
Or abbreviations
or
that
abbreviation.
might be used in a
Yes, indeed.
crossword.
And that's it for today. Remember, you can always get a hold of us and provide feedback. We love that. Crosswordpodcast at iCloud.com. And we will see all of you again tomorrow.
Bye-bye.